Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Macy. Macy, I hope your birthday is awesome. Thank you for being such a big fan of Girl Tales. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, or if you would like me to wish them a happy birthday, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is the Berry Works Baking Show with Strawberry Shortcake. Strawberry Shortcake Spring Spectacular is now playing on Netflix. Spring has sprung in Strawberry Shortcake's home of Big Apple City. The city has never smelled more delicious as everyone prepares for the annual Flower Festival. Strawberry Shortcake is determined to win Best Float. After all, won't popularity help her baking dreams come true? But Pumpkin Spice, not wanting to be outdone, teams up with the Purple Pie Man to stop Strawberry from winning. As things start to go very wrong, Strawberry Shortcake is about to discover how to truly make the magic happen and make her dreams bloom. Strawberry Shortcake Spring Spectacular is now playing on Netflix. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. It's my berry bestie.
Strawberry Shortcake!
Hi, Bread Pudding. Strawberry's not here at the moment. Anything I can help you with?
Ugh, I haven't been able to find her anywhere. She's been flakier than a croissant lately. We have to film the pilot in 24 hours, and we cannot do it without her. This is my bake or break moment, people!
Well, 24 hours seems like a good bit of time.
Well, not if you consider how long it takes for me to pick out my outfit.
That's fair, I hadn't considered that. Even still, I was just about to tell the story of how you brought the Berry Works Baking Show to Freshwater. Maybe you can tell it with me?
Who, me? Oh, I couldn't possibly.
If you tell them about your TV show, they might want to watch it.
Okay, you talked me into it. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. The friend is me, and the name is Bread Pudding. I am the impeccably styled manager extraordinaire of the Berry Works, a market in Big Apple City.
Where Strawberry Shortcake lives and works.
Oh, where is that berry?
Story time.
Huh? Oh, right. I make sure the shops, cafes, restaurants, gardens, and most importantly, the food trucks all run in a timely and well-baked manner. And I've got big ideas, huge, to put the Berry Works on the culinary map.
And one of those ideas brought you here to Freshwater.
The Berry Works Baking Show! Oh, it's one of my best ideas yet. Picture it. A baking competition where each week, amateur bakers take on the challenge of baking a beautiful baked good. And if they win the whole competition, they get a golden muffin tin! Huh?
Just a muffin tin?
Okay, yes, but it's gold and shiny! I'm still kneading out the dough, okay? The point is, I need to pitch this idea to the big fig producers in Berrywood, so they'll make it into a series. Then it will become a major success, and everyone in the world will know the Berry Works name! I just have to film the first episode and send it off to them in time for Apple Pilot season.
And how does one make that happen?
Well, I started by finding the perfect, lovely, little quaint town where we could pitch a big tent to host the competition in. And what better place than Freshwater?
I couldn't agree more.
Well, then I needed a theme for the first episode.
Spring.
It's perfect, right? The bakers will be tasked with baking a delectable dessert, and they must use plants or flowers found here in Freshwater.
It really is a good idea. You had 10 people from Freshwater sign up to be the contestants on the show. Then you needed to find the perfect host.
Well, she's got more energy than a convection oven and believes with all her strawberry-scented heart that a perfectly baked treat can brighten any berry's day.
Strawberry shortcake.
Much to the chagrin of pumpkin spice.
Yes, pumpkin spice. The berry who adores social media and caused quite a not-so-sweet stir at the Flower Festival in Big Apple City this month. I heard all about it from Strawberry's Aunt Praline.
It was bananas! I was originally going to have Pumpkin be the host of the Berry Works Baking Show. That berry has more followers than a cookie factory has chocolate chips! Ugh, but after that floral fiasco, I could never! She's too much of a pieability.
Ugh! I can't do it!
Where
Strawberry.
Have you been?
Bread pudding? You're here!
Yes! I've been looking for you everywhere! Where have you been?
Well...
Spill the tea, Monberry!
Everything seems to be going wrong. I went to go over my lines this morning and I couldn't find my script. So I went to the closet to see if I put it in there. Then I realized the costume you picked out for me to wear in the pilot...
Yes, the crepe Suzette number?
Yeah, also gone.
What? No!
And that's not the worst of it. The golden muffin tin? I know you told me to hold on to it, but it's gone too.
Oh no! My dreams! Oh, they're crumbling before my very eyes!
I know. I'm sorry. This is all my fault.
How could it be your fault? You've been such a responsible berry ever since I've known you. You would never lose those things on purpose.
You're right. I wouldn't, but I've got bad luck.
What do you mean?
Last night, I was feeling pretty nervous about hosting the show and the Berrywood Big Fig producers and making sure I could help Brett's dreams come true.
Understandable.
And nothing calms my nerves quite like baking does. So I decided to whip up some salted lavender springtime scones. That's when it happened. I spilled the salt on the floor.
Oh, no! Tell me you didn't!
Well, there's no use crying over spilt salt.
Yeah, if you handle everything correctly, there isn't!
How's it supposed to be handled?
Rebecca, every berry knows that if you spill salt, you always take a pinch of it and throw it over your left shoulder. If you don't, you'll have 20 years of bad luck!
I was so focused on the recipe and my nerves, I completely forgot! I've ruined your show, Bread. I'm so, so sorry. I'll hop in the extraordinary berry food truck and be out of here quicker than you can say banana split.
How could this happen to us? Oh no, my show is ruined! Ruined! Oh, I knew I should have hired pumpkin spice.
Berries, that's just a silly superstition. I promise, this isn't your fault at all, Strawberry. Why don't we all go around town and look for the missing items?
Oh, it's no use. I'll just bring more bad luck to the show.
Just trust me. Let's go to Akari's bakery first and see if she's seen any of the missing items. Maybe she has an extra gold muffin tin she can spare.
Hey, ho, ho, Akari's bakery is
about to go. What on earth?
Akari's bakery is so over.
Chugi is more like it.
Why aren't they protesting Akari's bakery? She's one of the sweetest people I know. Look, there she is.
Hey, Akari. What's going on?
Boy, am I glad to see you all. I don't know. All I know is I had one really rude customer yesterday who wanted to taste test 40 desserts without purchasing anything. I finally asked her if she could come back another day because we had to close up shop. She left in a huff, and now all of these protesters are outside of my store.
This customer, what did she look like?
It was hard to get a good look at her face because her phone was covering it, but she had red hair, a white sweater, and brown pants. Oh, and she told me to like and subscribe, and on her way out she said, "Love you, mean it." It was so weird.
Pumpkin spice!
Oh, now it all makes sense. The protesters have been talking about pumpkin spice all day, and I couldn't understand why, since I only use pumpkin spice in my recipes during the fall season.
She must have posted about visiting your bakery, and that's why everyone's protesting it now.
I'll check social media. Let's see here. Oh, look, here it is. A post in front of the bakery.
I just went to Akari's bakery, and she was the rudest, meanest baker I've ever encountered. Everything she bakes makes me gag. Ugh. Akari's bakery in Freshwater is hereby officially over!
I'm so sorry, Akari. You didn't deserve any of this.
Aww. It's all right. I was planning on handing out free cronuts to the protesters anyway. There's nothing like a free baked good to make angry people feel better.
Hey, look! Pumpkin Spice is going live!
Holy hazelnuts! She's in the tent!
Hello! And welcome to the Pumpkin Spice Bake Off with your one and only host, Pumpkin Spice!
That Barry is stealing my show!
And she's got the crepe Suzette dress on!
We've got to get to the tent and stop her. Let's go.
What do you think, followers? Who will be the pumpkin spice champion and win the shiny silver muffin tin?
The muffin tin! You stole it and spray painted it silver!
Oh, I would do no such thing!
This is my show, Pumpkin Spice, and that's Strawberry's dress! You can't just barge in here and take over!
Oh, relax, bread pudding.
I think they have a right to be upset with you, Pumpkin Spice.
Are you?
I'm Rebecca, and I live in this town. It seems like you've caused quite a bit of chaos these last 2 days, and now you're being mean to my friends, including Akari.
It's my responsibility to let the public know if a business has terrible customer service, and Akari's bakery has terrible customer service.
You take that back, Pumpkin. Akari is incredibly kind and treats her customers with the utmost respect. You were taking advantage of her kindness.
Oh, calm down. It's all in good fun.
There is literally nothing fun about this.
Well, none of this would have happened if you had just chosen me for the host, Bread. But no, I'm too much of a pie-ability or something.
Pumpkin, you are fantastic at grabbing an audience's attention, and I will admit that was tempting. But after what happened at the Flower Festival in Big Apple City, I could never hire you. Plus, Strawberry believes in the magic of baking. She's kind and sweet, and other berries love her. She would never try to steal the spotlight from another berry. That's what makes her the perfect host for the Berry Works baking show.
Oh, you mean it, Bread?
Well, of course I do, Strawberry. Oh, I'm sorry for yelling about the spilt salt.
That's totally okay. You were under a lot of stress.
Pumpkin, I think it's time that you leave. And take those protesters with you, please.
Fine, fine, if that's how you all feel. But just know, you're missing out on the opportunity of a lifetime! Pumpkin Spice Bake Off out!
Whew, well, that's a relief.
You're telling me? Okay, look alive, fairies. The show must go on. You there, hold up that boom mic higher. And you, the lights need to be brighter.
Thanks for all your help, Rebecca.
No, thank you, Strawberry Shortcake. It's always a delicious adventure whenever you visit. Good luck with the Berry Works Baking Show pilot. It's going to be flantastic. I just know it. That was the Berry Works Baking Show with Strawberry Shortcake. Performed by Ryan Abedi, Jennifer Sun Bell, Rebecca Cunningham, Sabrina Glow, and Samia Mounts. Produced by Tessa Flannery. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham and the folks over at Wild Brain. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love this story, share it with a friend. Grownups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And grownups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.